Nothing, I don't know that.
It's like a goat. What does a goat say?
No, they have...
I'm Jennifer Mock.
I'm Herman Mock.
And we've adopted three kids through foster care.
Well, originally, we weren't having children of our own. And we had spent money on some fertility stuff, and that didn't work. And so that was kind of like, you know, our next step. That was a tough pill to swallow, but then it was kind of nice to know that we're helping out, I guess, but also, you know, starting our family.
So we ended up adopting Jerry in December of 2014.
And his picture didn't do him justice whatsoever. You know, he was a cute
little
picture.
Yeah, his broadcast pictures were
but when
cute,
we met him, he was super cute.
And then shortly after that, we kind of decided, well, he needs a sibling.
Jerry's our more serious one and rule follower, and Jasmine's just kind of like, I'm here, let's go, hey. And she likes to pick on him because he's so serious and she's opposite, so they kind of rattle.
March of 2016, I get a phone call. Jerry's mom had another baby, and so were you interested in having him be placed with you so that the brothers can be placed together? I mean, that was kind of a no-brainer for us. He was just 3 weeks old, and he was this little teeny tiny baby. In August of 2016, that's when we adopted Jasmine. Within about a year, Cameron was adopted. I mean, he was adopted July of 2017. As of today, Jerry is 4 and a half. He'll be 5 this summer. Jasmine is 3, and Cameron just turned two. And gosh, it's amazing the different personalities that they each have.
Even though they're not all biologically related, they're in their sibling groups. Jerry's takes the role of the oldest, Jasmine's in the middle, and Cameron's the baby. I mean, it's pretty,
it's apparent
for sure. And DePelchin, been great. The support we've gotten, the training we've gotten, we're more prepared than what CPS wants us to be prepared for.
There's so many kids out there that need good homes and good families to love and take care of them, and to know that they're special and that they're loved and they're important.
We see our own kids, it's like, where would they be? What would they be like right now? They wouldn't have any structure, that they would do what they want to do. They wouldn't get fed when they need to get fed. They have a chance. Their little cycle and their biological history has been broken. They're moving forward now.
We are definitely grateful of the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl and the support of DePelchin. I mean, for not only the memories that we've created while we were at the Texas Bowl, but our lasting memories outside of it. And I mean, I know when we've gone to each of these events, whether it's the Children's Museum, it's the luncheon, it's the football games, I think these are things that if we had not been connected with DePelchin, there is no way we would have ever done any of these things or met any of these people.
This year, Jerry had the opportunity to be the kickoff kid for the Missouri-Texas game. And I said, just go show everybody how fast you are. He's all right. And so he kind of was nervous, and then when I told him that, he ran right out and right back. He was a champ, and, you know, we were all excited and everything. When we got in the car on the way home, the first thing he says, I'm the kickoff kid. No more timeout. I'm the boss. We're like, hey, wait a minute.
By you supporting DePelchin, I think that you are really helping to support not only the kids, but you're helping prepare the parents so that we can help raise kids so that we can have a better world out there. So we can help kind of take them out of these poor environments that they're coming from and help them learn to be successful and productive people in society.